This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, resistors? How's that working out for you? Probably not so good. If you're smart, you're at least rethinking it a bit. Hey, here's the good news. A lot of your peers are. Young women moving towards the right. Millennials in general moving towards the right. Latinos moving towards the right. Blacks moving towards the right. Democrats in general moving towards the right. Never Trumpers, non-existent. Certainly not important anymore. Anti-Trumpers losing ground. They have built their homes on quicksand. Come on over. You know, when I look at my Twitter feed, I'm seeing more and more people say, I'm done with the Democrats. I've seen enough. Have you watched what's been going on inside of your party? I'm not talking to my conservative audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, I am Kevin Jackson. Glad to have you with me. KJRadio.com. Glad to have you with me. You can find out more about us at, you can call the show. I just gave you the website. I'm a little ahead of myself. Behind myself, I should say. 844-551-8255. How's resistance working? That's what I want to know. And what's to resist? Here's what I'd like all the lefties listening in the audience, and for my conservative audience, here's what you should ask your lefty friends. What are you resisting? What if you took a moment and said, you know what? Let me reflect on what Donald Trump's presidency has done to my life. You have a job? You feel more confident about your job. Do you feel more confident about the ability to move within your job? Maybe that's the case. From an economic standpoint, are you better off or are you worse off? Do you feel better about your prospects or worse? And here's the good news for those that are hanging on saying, well, he's just talking about Obama's economy. He's taking credit for Obama's moves. I'm not going to talk to you about Carrier and the manufacturing job losses or the fact that in the same period of their presidency, President Trump has gained 3.7 million jobs and Barack Obama had lost 4.5 million. Now, that is a net of 8.2 million jobs, a differential. Can I showcase any more the abject insanity that you would have to believe that Barack Obama was a good president? Oh, you know what they say after that? Oh, well, Kevin, he had the longest period of job growth in history that continues into the Trump era. Yeah, and here's the deal, folks. It only cost us $1 trillion minimum per year. Take all the jobs Obama created, whatever number it is, put the $8 trillion plus that he spent in fake money, printing money, and then tell me that he did such a masterful job, because Donald Trump doesn't have to print any extra money. He just brings jobs back. Come on, folks, wake up. How's that resistance working? You feel better about foreign policy? Hey, when's the last time you heard of ISIS doing something where you were like, oh, man, that ISIS is encroaching? When has been the last terror attack? What have we thwarted there? What do you think the Europeans are finally looking at? They're looking at their own insanity and taking moves from President Trump. And this includes Macron and Trudeau, two of the weakest pansies, metrosexual pansies on the planet, are looking at Trump going, let's take those moves. Yeah, Trump is teaching them how to do the robot. Just saying, folks. What has resistance gotten you? Huh? It's gotten you frustrated. And you should be frustrated because the problem with Democrats is they've been trained to think a particular way and they haven't thought about, oh, it should be this way. I tweeted the other day, I said I was on TV. And the minute I get off, it's like, Kevin, you're a sellout to your race. Black and white people both saying this to me, tweeting me this. Kevin, you're a buck dancing coon, and so on and so forth. And I said, it's funny because Black folks, black conservatives are the only people on the planet who get these messages. Some dude comes off who's a white guy who says, I don't like Trump or I don't like Obama, and he might get called, if he says I don't like Obama, he might get called a racist, but he won't get called a race sellout and a buck dancing whatever, you know, patty, whatever they call white folks. I mean, that's reserved for black conservatives. And the idiocy that somebody thinks, first of all, that it impacts me, I find laughable. But the idea that that's still the message, black and white, you will, Kevin, you will stay in line with the thinking of black folks or else. That's what they want to tell us. That's what I've been fighting for the last decade. People trying to tell me, you better think this way because you're black. And then measuring me on my blackness. And so I always go, well, so if I don't think like you, you're obviously, you're black and I'm not, right? Because you believe Barack Obama was a good president and you find Trump to be racist. Your ideas are the black ideas. And if I don't think that way, then I can't be black. Is that correct? I'm just making sure that I understand how we're measuring. Because on any other scale, I'm black. I have two black parents. I grew up poor. I mean, if we want to compare blackness, you know, I got a lot of things we can compare. I like fried chicken, watermelon, Kool-Aid, hog maws, collard greens. You know, should I go on and you eat sushi and arugula? How dare you? Oh, boy. Kino Jimenez. You know who he is? The dude who threw the coke in the kid's face who was wearing the MAGA hat. Here's what his record is. Kino. He had 5 DWIs, 1 count of possession of marijuana, 1 count of burglary. I'll get it out. Burglary of a vehicle. And he lost his part-time job at the bar because he assaulted the 16-year-old at the Whataburger. And I'm glad they fired him. Good for him. See, that's a typical liberal response to, I'm mad at you. I don't like that. That's the dude who's going to beat his wife, who's going to beat his kids. That's the guy who's going to shoot up his business because he can't handle his anger. But they want you to believe you have the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's your fault. How dare that kid wear a MAGA hat and exercise his First Amendment rights? And what if the hat had nothing on it? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, you, what if the dude had on a shirt? What if he just was talking and said, you know, I really like that Trump? What? The left has a reason to go do something against him? I'm just asking, resistors, how's it working out for you? That you can't handle, you got anger issues, you want chaos, you want destruction and mayhem. And all Trump wants to do is make America great again, put America first. And by the way, Kino Jimenez or whatever his name is, he's giving more jobs to Latinos than Barack Obama ever could or ever did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, y'all some funny people. Funny, funny people. The people that follow the Kevin Jackson Show are the most clever, the most talented. You, amazing. You look marvelous. You are unbelievable. You're beautiful. You are. Welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Maybe we should take a couple of these calls, because I'm our plan, I should say. Yeah, what about, let's do this one.
Hey, Kevin, this is Matt again from Salem, Oregon, People's Republic. You just mentioned God revealing he said, oh, Lord, why? Well, yeah, it's biblical. Yes, with Obama, and yes, with God's province getting Trump in, what that has done is it separated the goats from the sheep. So now we know who the devil's children are, and now we know who's God's angels, like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, love you, man. Bye.
I love you back, Matt. Thanks for being Matt calls. He calls quite often. I'm glad he does. Who else we got here? Let's see. Somebody wants to talk about the two-party system.
Hello, this is Ken down in Oregon. I'm wondering if it'd be ethical or permissible to talk about the problem with the two-party system and perhaps a way to correct it. I actually have a way to correct it and let the people here in the United States, at least the legal voters, replace our Congress and representatives. Please call me at 0. Bye.
Okay. Well, bye, Ken. Two-party system. He's got a way to fix it. He wanted me to give him a call. Ken, no offense. I don't care about the two-party system, three-party, whatever. It's a three-party system that only two parties tends to work. I think that we're proving right now that the two-party system works. Because here's the deal. We've ignored them. We've got a guy in there that says, look, Democrat, Republican, I don't really care. I had to run under something. And the Republicans, you know, by the way, who at our core, Republicans agree with Donald Trump. And so he's just getting the Republican Party back to what it was. The Democrats are too far gone. They're too far gone. These are people that believe this radical chick up in New York is the new thing for their party. It's not. She's not. She doesn't represent. Look, what I do know about Democrats, they're not socialists. They want to make sure everybody has a safety net. I don't agree. I agree that everybody should have a safety net. I think where we disagree as Republicans with the Democrats is how big it should be. We want lazy people to have a safety net. We want deadbeat fathers, deadbeat mothers to have safety nets. We want people that just flatly refuse to work to have safety nets. We haven't created an environment that says, go find out what you want to be. Then we can help you. But we're not going to help you if you're a deadbeat. End of story. So, anyway, I'm not interested in... There's only so much of politics that we can take on at the Black Sphere. For example, we're taking on the issue of policing. So, September 7th, in a theater, hopefully near you, we're going to be releasing Bleeding Blue, the movie. That's a big deal to me. Taking on policing. We get kids adopted. So we're taking on, when we talk about abortion, things like that, we put our money where our mouth is by helping kids get adopted. We're taking on education with a huge project, for us anyway. I'm building a team that is dedicated to getting rid of the social justice agenda in education. And we're going to be making strides and putting our fingerprints all over these schools where they want to teach your kids nonsense. They don't want to teach your kids how to be productive members of society and find out what they really want to do in life. They want to teach them how to be mad, how to be upset. I don't care how many parties we have. Until we get rid of the left, the party of the left, this country isn't going to be great. Well, you know what America should be shooting for? A one-party system. Everybody runs under no banner. And they just have to run under the American banner. And the party systems go away. And so you run under that banner, and if people like what you have to say, they go for it. If they don't, then that's the end of it. Anyway, interesting stuff. Who else we got? Spain, not Mexico, controlling. This is a comment I made about, you know, the Aztlan movement that believes that they own America.
Hey, Kevin, this is your brother Matt calling you from Salem, Oregon, the People's Republic of. I'm hearing you talk about Carson in California with General Fremont and the Marines there. That land never belonged to no Mexicans. It was Spaniards, okay? The conquistadors, Cortez, he come up through South America, through Mexico, destroyed those civilizations there for gold, and turn those people into slaves, whatever, for Spain, then he came up into what is today California. So they need to look at that, and then they need to see that those Spaniards come up. They pushed out the Native Americans that were there. So let's not say that, oh, it was all Mexico, oh, yay. Well, Mexico's so great, why don't they go back and stay? Anyway, love you, brother. God bless you. Bye.
So Matt got two calls in. Look at you, Matt. Look at you, boy. Go. Go on, Matt. Calling in the Kevin Jackson radio show a lot. But Matt makes a lot of sense, and I love that he talked about the Mexicans. See, because a lot of people are afraid to call people out by race these days. You can call out the Russians because, you know, they're the bad guys, right? You can call out the Poles, the Ukraine, whatever. The Ukrainians, you can Mexican. Some of you say Mexican or you say black. Ooh, people go, what's he about to say? But Matt was 100% right, man. And here's the thing. I don't care. I don't. If you want to give yourself a history lesson and go back and look at all this stuff, go for it. Here's my take. We got treaties, and we've honored those treaties, and we know our boundaries. Period. They got people smarter than we are who go out and survey, and they say, this is America, that's Mexico. This is America, that's Canada. You get what I'm saying? This is Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Connecticut, Maine, whatever. Every state, your little plot of land where you live, no matter where you live, practically in this country, somebody has surveyed it and says, here's my line, that's yours. Everything on this side of the line is yours. Everything on this side of the line is mine. And that's the way Mexico is with the United States. And we own it. And unless we do a treaty that says Mexico can have it back, no amount of invasion is going to get it back from Mexico. And they're going to obey our laws on this side of the line, and as much as we will obey their laws on that side of the line. And what Mexico should be trying to be is a good neighbor and respect our boundaries and what have you. But they're not. Their president has essentially said, no, 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 it's okay to invade my neighbor. He's effectively conceded that Mexico is such a crap hole country that he needs people to go to America in order to get their whatever their American dream. I don't know what they have in their constitution, but apparently they can't get it over there, so they got to come to America to get it. It should be an embarrassment to him. He should be saying, I'm going to build a country where nobody wants to leave. But he doesn't do that. He challenges his people to come over, make a run for our border, and go to a Taco Bell. Crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting. Now, Secretary Ryan Zinke recently toured the devastation in California regarding some of the wildfires. He spoke about what he saw and what we have to remember about everyone out in California and the firefighters.
Firefighters, which are 30,000 of them, are doing spectacular things. We've had 6 deaths related, and we forget the firefighters, while they're in the front line, their homes and families are in jeopardy. Our hearts and prayers need to be with with our frontline firefighters that are out there every day.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has died at the age of 76 years old. Fonzie Thornton was a backup singer to Franklin.
To be on stage with her and to be singing Chain of Fools, you know, the background part, chain, 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 and to be singing hoop, hoop, just a little bit. I mean, it's the dream of all dreams.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The SCOTUS Court. Donald Trump will yet again appoint another SCOTUS judge to the Supreme Court of the United States. Look at that little monkey run.
Oh, man, you have to be pretty old to catch that reference to Howard Cosell. He's talking about a defensive back that I think, or receiver, one of them, got the ball, was running down the field, and says, look at that little monkey run. And he got really seriously reprimanded because it was a black dude running the football. Oh, man. It cracks me up because so much of this is still going on right now. And the left, man, oh, my goodness. The stories of these people and what they say and do that is racist would just blow your mind. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about SCOTUS. And I've talked about it from the standpoint of Donald Trump now will have appointed two SCOTUS judges in the same period that Barack Obama appointed two SCOTUS judges in 8 years. So he's 400 times more effective in terms of SCOTUS judges than Barack Obama. But the judges that Trump's going to, that he's appointed at the lower levels, is even more profound in what's out there and what he, how he's going to clear the way to put these other judges in place. It is truly, you want to look at his legacy, forget the economy and the world peace and all this other stuff, all these little things. What he's going to do to the changing of the hearts and minds of Americans and worldwide, with people worldwide, is going to blow your mind. And look, people, he was funny about Trump's willing to be the bad guy. I'll be the bad guy. You want me to be the bad guy on immigration? I'll be the bad guy. The people are going to always look at Americans as like they're very giving, loving people. The people are, but the government. And Trump's saying, I will be your Huckleberry if you want somebody to be the bad guy. But I'm telling you, we're fixing this. We're not kicking a can down the road. By 2024, in his second term, this will be done. It'll be done before that, to be honest with you. But anyway, back to SCOTUS. So these Supreme Courts are being appointed, and we've got, now he's only appointed one so far, Gorsuch, who we really like. I think most of us do, right? Most of the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, you can get more information about us at kjradio.com. You do like Gorsuch, right? You're shaking your head with me? Okay, good. We agree on that. He's at the same level right now as Justice Thomas. 19 of 19, same decisions they've both made, 100% down the line. So that's cool. And they're questioning, is he going to stay that way? I think he will. I think he's a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, and we're about to get another one. But here's what I want to talk about with this. The Democrats want a litmus test on the SCOTUS. And these three people that they're going to be talking to, I don't know the names, you can go look them up, but Trump has narrowed it down to three. And he's saying, and I think he may have even narrowed it down to one at this point, but let's stick on the three. They're saying, we want to know what these people believe with respect to religion and Roe v. Wade. Now, I saw this, and I heard President Trump say, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to ask that question. I may ask it. I may not. That's his negotiation. That's Trump speak. For I'll do what I want, but I'll let you think that you're telling me what to do. And that's masterful. Let him feel. I mean, that's what he's doing. I can't imagine that President Trump won't ask these guys about their religious take, their affiliations on this, because it will be important to me. Not to mention, he did run on this. It was one of his campaign issues where he says, I'm going to appoint judges who would overturn, you know, Roe v. Wade, or who would support, you know, what he's talking about. Let's play a clip before we get further into this, because I want you guys to understand it from how it's being presented in the media.
President Trump says there should be criminal penalties for this. So I think to Jennifer's point, why assume it's all safe when there are people in power on the record as saying they would reverse the gains that women have made?
Right. It's not safe at all. First of all, we already see that across the states there have been a slew, hundreds of bills, many of them passed, that are already drastically restricting women's access to abortion. And the U.S. Supreme Court narrowly struck down a very, very horrible law in Texas that basically shut down most of the abortion clinics and forced women to travel hundreds of miles if they even wanted to have access to one. That was one where Kennedy was in the majority, but it was a slim majority. So we are already seeing an onslaught on women's access to abortion. And what I was tweeting about is that there is already criminalization of pregnant women for harming a fetus. This began in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when black women primarily were being prosecuted for drug use during pregnancy. Women were thrown in jail right after giving birth. And that has exacerbated recently with states passing fetal protection laws and prosecutors already putting women in jail for stillbirths, for miscarriages, and for botched abortions. So already women have been imprisoned for harming a fetus, and abortion is, it's a very thin line between putting a woman in prison for a stillbirth or a miscarriage that she's blamed for something she did during her pregnancy, and criminalizing abortion. So we're already at that point, and I agree with Jennifer that women and others have to protest against this continued criminalization of women, harms to our health, and what I think is misogynistic laws against women.
There you have it, misogynistic laws. So this lady called it an onslaught on women's access to abortion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Access to abortion. It used to be access to health care. So here's what I don't know how ladies think of this, but here's how I, as a guy, would think of this. You carry the, you're the cradle of civilization. You carry the you know, the future in your bellies, you know, in your uterus. And that's a pretty special thing that, that nature, by way of God, gave to women. Now, I realize it's a burden. And that's the reason why conservative men, I don't know how most guys feel, but I think most conservative men feel this way. That's the reason why we hold women in high esteem. We say to ourselves, holy cow, would you want to carry that thing around in your belly? I mean, we get bellies, beer bellies, but we don't want to have baby bellies. Would you want to carry that thing around for 9 months, have to be completely responsible, change your habits, and become a better person, and yada, 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 and then birth it out through a little bitty, you know, relatively little bitty hole, depending on who you're talking to. I mean, Sandra Fluck or, you know, some of these lefties, you know, Chelsea Handler, people like that, they might could just pop them out like, you know, like they're spitting out chiclets. But for most women, it's a pretty difficult thing to do. I know as a guy, if you say, Kevin, you're going to pass a baby through your anus cavity, I would be like, oh, no. I tell you what, go ahead and fix me at the age of 13, because I ain't having children's. So you get my point. But she says, well, you know, this is the criminalization of women harming a fetus. And notice the terminology, the criminalization of women harming a fetus. Black women. She didn't say women were thrown in jail for giving birth to crack babies. She says black women were disproportionately thrown in jail for this. Women in jail for stillbirths and miscarriages for harming a fetus. Let me ask you this. What would have happened if a black woman just decided she was going to punch her, oops, something dropped, just something dropped here, punch her kid in the face or do something harmful after the birth? Well, they would care about it then, but they don't care about it beforehand. But that doesn't, what I want to really talk about is the litmus test on all of this for the judge, for the Supreme Court judge. See, if you don't give a litmus test for this judge with respect to, do you care about the unborn? What is your religious issues? Things like this. Then essentially you're saying, I want a litmus test for atheism. I want somebody who doesn't care about the religious implications of killing children, killing human beings, and doesn't care that your life begins at conception. If the SCOTUS is not religious, the other side wins. That's that simple. But here's what I'm telling to America. We won. We can put whomever we want on the bench. I don't care if they say it's a litmus test. If the Democrats had a litmus test for how evil a judge could be, and they won, we would have to settle for that. That we would have to say, well, the judge admitted that she's a devil worshiper. And we'd have to go, what? They want to put a devil? As much as we don't like it, they won. That's who wins. Now, I don't think they could put a devil worshiper on because they know that there are limits to the sensibilities of people. But the idea that President Trump has to consider whether or not to ask a question on religion is ridiculous. He should tell the public to go F themselves. He can ask whatever question he wants of the Supreme Court of the United States that he's going to appoint. And I find it incredible that the left is, I watched Feinstein and Murkowski and some of you, well, he better not put a pro-life judge on. Well, what do you want him to do? Put a pro-choice judge on? I tell you what, let's just pretend that Hillary Clinton won the presidency and do what you want us to do. You will sit down, you will shut up, and you will take your medicine the same way we did in the 8 years of watching Barack Obama. Do you think any of us, of us conservatives, thank you for the correction, self-correction on English, Kevin, give a crap? Do we like Elena Kagan or Sotomayor?
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can only imagine the desperation of the Democrats. Seriously, I am so happy to be a conservative, a pragmatist, and one of the guys who put Republic in Republican. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. There is a rumor that Hillary Clinton is going to run again in 2020. Anybody want to take that bet? If you do, reach out to me, kjradio.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. I just like your opinion. Do you think Hillary Clinton is going to run? Yes or no, in 2020? Hillary Clinton will be lucky to stay out of prison in 2020. But that's just my opinion. But one of my good buddies, a guy named Joel Gilbert, who's a filmmaker, he and I were talking the other day because he's contemplating a new film, and then we were talking about Mine, which is bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to check it out. And it comes out September 7th. But He said to me, Kevin, Hillary's going to run in 2020. And I'm going, Joel, man, you in California or Colorado, where are you smoking weed? Because there's no way. But here's what he wrote. He wrote a piece. He said, he sent me a link to an article. He says, that's right. Hillary Clinton is running for president again in 2020. She has actually ramped up her campaign since her defeat in 2016. From her Twitter feed to university speeches to appearances abroad, from Ireland to Australia to India, the I'm with her campaign continues. The message remains the same. Donald Trump is racist and sexist, and his supporters are deplorable. Hillary also continues to preach that she won the 2016 popular vote by 3 million votes because of the Electoral College, that stupid Constitution thing, and Russia, Russia, Russia. She was robbed of her rightful prize and place in history. Now, Joel then sends me an article that says, hey, the New York Times or New York Post, one of them picked up part of the, you know, say, are saying the same thing. They're looking at how Hillary is prepping. And so let me just assuage everybody's angst if you happen to have any. First of all, Hillary Clinton, in moving things over to her super PAC, and it's got a name, Stronger Together or Onward Together or something, is strictly a move to take money from the Clinton Foundation, which is struggling, and moving it into an apparatus that keeps her standard of living very high. That's what that's about. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, and this is the way I tell people, people don't understand how to think. And this is why we're going to be putting on these idea seminars shortly to tell people how to think, give you information about what's out there so you can, you know, make real conscious and good decisions about what you want to do with your life and the lives of your children and your friends and things like this. We're going to help you discern the news and understand things better. Anyway, everything that Joel looked at is from the standpoint of what Hillary's doing. Hillary's ramping up, Kevin. She's, going around doing this. She's got her Twitter feed out there. She's ramped up the I'm with her campaign. She's giving speeches and doing all. That's Hillary doing Hillary. And then he says, and she's continuing. Trump is a racist. He's a sexist. His supporters are deplorable, blah, blah, blah. And she's talking about all the excuses why she didn't win. What else is new that you haven't heard about? What of that makes you go, wow, Hillary's got a chance? Hillary Clinton in 2016 did not honestly beat Bernie Sanders. So think about that. She did not honestly beat Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders defeated her. And he would have lost to Trump as well. But he defeated Hillary Clinton. If it weren't for the cheating, she would have never even gotten that. Number one. Number two, Russia was her doing. I mean, no matter how you slice it, Russia's her. I want to give you some food for thought as to why you can dispel this notion. Now, I know there's maybe some of you are going to disagree, but I predict the calls and the emails I'll get are going to be people saying, Kevin, you're exactly right. There's no way Hillary Clinton wins. Hillary Clinton is not a popular person. She never was. And she's not a popular Democrat anyway. Let me just give you, then we're going to bounce around a little bit on this topic, but they're still trying to position Elizabeth Warren. Now you may go, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? How do you figure that? Let me tell you how I figure that. They're pushing back on Donald Trump for calling her Pocahontas to this day. They know Elizabeth Warren is a fraud, but they're pushing back because they're still positioning her. They were positioning, just so you're clear, the Democrats were positioning Kirsten Gillibrand out of New York. And she's a cutesy little blondie, relatively young senator, I believe, out of New York. They can't position her because she's dumb. She's dumber than Kamala Harris. Look, they want a woman. I'm telling you right now, the Democrats want to run a woman against Trump. They think that's going to be the savior. They would love it to be a woman of color. The problem is Kamala Harris is too stupid. She's made far too many mistakes politically, so she can't make it. So they're looking at who do we have? So they looked at Gillibrand, and she was going to be part of the Me Too movement. That's fizzled. And it's fizzled because people have common sense. They're going, look, you can't be going back years and years and years holding men accountable for stuff they can't even remember. If, look, there have been people that have flirted with women or whatever, and women, if you're smart, you know how to play it off, or you know how to play it to your advantage. And even women are going, look, this is ridiculous. I've used my feminine wiles to my advantage. And I've also rebuffed men who I didn't want to be involved with. Now, are there the occasional times where there are sexual abuse? Absolutely. But for the most part, women know how to handle things. So that movement has fizzled. They're blaming everybody. If you're a guy and you can fog a mirror or you've got a pulse, you are a sexual abuser in the eyes of the National Organization of Women Hags. So just get over it, fellas. And the point is, when you finally get to the point where you go, look, I don't even care what you think. As far as I'm concerned, you sexually harassed me just because I had to look your way and see your ugly face. That's sexual harassment. You know, certainly it was meal harassment if I was at a restaurant. So you get what I'm saying? Hillary Clinton. So back to Kirsten. So you got Kamala Harris, you got Kirsten and Gillibrand, and then you've got Pocahontas is what Trump calls her. I call her Pocahontas. Because she's a fake Indian. She's not Pocahontas. Pocahontas was a real Indian. So we've got Pocahontas, and they're trying to clean up her act, and they're trying to blame Trump, and they think the Me Too movement, oh, he's being sexist and he's being racist. That was the last thing I read just the other day, that Trump's still calling her Pocahontas as sexist and racist. So here's the point on that. It's retread. None of this worked before. If you wanted Elizabeth Warren to run in 2016, hey, baby, bring her on. Who stopped her? Oh, Hillary did? So the idea that these guys are even thinking about Hillary Clinton being another retread again, and this is the idea around it, is, well, she won the popular vote. We've looked at, you know, how many illegals voted. For the record, I don't care if she won a popular vote by 50 million. If you didn't win the Electoral College, you didn't win. That's the way our system works, and it's the right way. So Hillary Clinton's got no shot. But the idea, forget all that. It's the idea that people are floating this. And Joel is a conservative. But there are other people out there that believe Hillary Clinton to be relevant. And they do want her to be president. If that movement even exists at all within the Democratic Party, that should tell you the problems these people have. So recap. Who do they have? Bernie Sanders remains a top contender. Joe Biden remains a top contender. Joe Biden, who said,
I don't want to run in 2016 because my son died.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to run in 2016 because he didn't think he could win. And everybody moved over for Hillary because she was the top candidate. Donald Trump defeated the top dog in the Democrat Party. And he did it under the most duress you could possibly have. Well, not duress, but the most, in other words, they were cheating him to a level that no other presidential candidate has ever had to go through. The top of this, the person running the government, Barack Obama, sicked the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, everybody against Donald Trump with their chosen party leader, Hillary Clinton, who was going to clean up all their messes. And Donald Trump still beat him. So insert whoever you want. Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney. Put whoever you want in that place and watch what happens. Now, here's the bigger piece. Donald Trump. Trump's got his sea legs. Trump knows what he's facing. How do you think he's going to handle it? And oh, by the way, Trump has a track record. And unlike Obama, who lost over 4.5 million jobs in the same period that Donald Trump brought 3.7 million jobs, what do you think is going to be happening in the next 2+ years as Donald Trump ramps up for his election? Think it's going to be good news for him or bad news? Let's see.